Hey guys, Graham here. How's your morning going? Welcome to Panera Bread. Today is Tuesday. It's Tuesday the something of June anyway. I'm lost. Lost as a goose in a snowstorm. But I'm here having my morning coffee and my morning dose of word. And thought I would do a video and wish you well. Hey, a couple of housekeeping things. If you're new to my YouTube channel, please consider subscribing, hit the cute red button somewhere down there, and if you press the bell symbol until you see the word all, it will let you know of future videos as well. Hey, do check out some of the links below as well. I will be going live with my ministry school again in late July, and gonna put the full ministry school online, a year's ordination course, but also some different courses there on my ministry school website. What else is new? So I am here. It's great to have about 5 days at home this week. So I'm going to be working in my office today. And be speaking in Sturbridge Worship Centre this coming Sunday morning, again, about spiritual authority. I'm going to be doing an outreach garden party event in, I believe it's in Stamford, Connecticut. Again, details on my website there, Sunday afternoon. And God is good. Great. Hey, let me share something with you that I was actually preaching on this on Sunday. It's, I don't want to say this is one of my favorite texts, but it's such an amazing, rich text and so germane, so pertinent to life and ministry. And let me read a quick passage. 2 Corinthians 10, 12. Paul says, we dare not class ourselves. We dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. Think about that. We don't class ourselves. We don't compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. Keep reading here, but you know, people who go around comparing themselves with others always end up classing themselves, you know, and compare with others. I'm better than him. I'm not as good as him. And those are the people who always end up commending themselves. I'm so great. Graham Jones International Ministries, don't you know? And God doesn't want us to class ourselves, compare ourselves, or commend ourselves. I'll come back to that in a minute. He carries on, but they, measuring themselves by themselves, comparing themselves amongst themselves, are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond the measure of the limits of the sphere which God appointed us, a sphere which includes you. We are not overextending ourselves as though our authority did not extend to you, for it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ. Just for the sake of time, it breathes down to verse 16, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishment. Okay, and just a quick thought here in real chat, but God calls you to a sphere. All of us have a footprint, I like to call it. We have a sphere, we have a place of influence, a place of authority, a place of grace, and a place of influence that God calls us to. And that can be a geographical place. I know I have a call to New England, but I also have a call to France, a call to the UK, to Ireland, to some different geographical calls. But sometimes God calls us to a piece of, it's like he gives us a piece of real estate that is that's a teaching subject. You know, maybe somebody like a Kenneth Hagin, you could say God called them to teach faith. It wasn't geographical, it was more a place of real estate in the spirit. You know, at times God will call somebody to something that's more missional, maybe a mission to help stop sex trade or slavery or you know, help children who are abused, something like that. And there is it's not a geographical boundaries, but there is a mission boundary around that. And again, real quick point today, but it's important you know your sphere. It's important you stay within your sphere. When we're in the place God calls us to, we have authority. And when we step out of the place into an area God didn't call us to, or maybe God calls somebody else to, we don't have authority. And when here's the point though, when we lose spiritual authority, we compensate, we get aggressive, we try to produce in our flesh the same results spiritual authority produce in the place we were called to. So if I'm called, let's say, to lead the church in the town I'm here in Sturbridge, I have a spiritual authority there, I have a natural authority, I have an unction of grace, if you will, on me, and a place of influence there. If I come into somebody else's town, somebody else's house, somebody else's place, if I'm there by invitation, under their, in context, in their, under their authority, I can function and bring in the grace and the influence that I have on me. If I'm pushing my way in and I'm trying to, in a way, compare myself, class myself, I'm trying to do something I was never really called to do, I lose spiritual authority, I lose influence, and I lose grace. And Paul actually ends that passage. Wind's flipping my pages over. He says, "He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. It is not he who commends himself who is approved, but he whom the Lord commends." And do you know God wants to commend us? God wants to commend us. Now, obviously, one day, face to face, he wants to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And yet, right now, God wants to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," to you and I. God wants to put his stamp of approbation upon us. Peter preached, I believe it was in Acts 3, and he talked about Jesus. He used the word man. Jesus was fully man, but also fully God. But he said, Jesus, a man approved by God by signs and wonders and miracles. And we can commend ourselves, we can promote ourselves, but God wants to commend us. God wants to promote us. So what's the takeaway with this today? I don't know, drink coffee. No, here's the takeaway. Find your sphere. It's not, Paul talks about staying within the limits of a sphere. But boundaries are limiting, but they're also empowering. You know, if I have I have a piece of property here in America that I own, I have a property in France I own. When I know my boundaries, I know when Leah and I bought the home that she's working on right now in France, we, you know, as is often the case, there was a legal issue about some land that the town in France might option to buy that we would be obligated to sell to them, and we were okay with that, but we wanted to define it. Where do we know we're on our territory? Where do we not want to build, knowing that we could lose that? And it's an empowering thing to know when you're in your sphere. It's an empowering thing to know when you're in your lane. It's an empowering thing if you're leading a team to know, I have permission to lead here, but I don't have permission to lead there. And it is, it is good to stay in your sphere, stay in your lane. It's the place of authority, the place of influence, and the place of grace. Boom, that's my little thought for the day. Hey, if I can pray for you, help or serve you in any way, do that. Why not check out my YouTube channel, lots of videos below, or my website, gjm.org. Well, it is getting hotter here, so I'm about to go into my air-conditioned office and hide. Guys, we love you. Thanks for watching. Again, hit that subscribe, share this video if you will, and have a wonderful day. Bye for now.